Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
Ooh, Zach, I'm so excited.
Yeah?
Yes. I heard tell through the website Naughty Gossip that Justin Timberlake is working on some new music.
Thank God.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Like 3 or 4 years?
The 2020 Experience album, I think, was what it was.
Like 4 years. I want to say that was 4 years ago.
Maybe three.
Three? Okay.
Yeah.
It's way too long.
Yeah.
Those are too many Justin, like in Justin years, like dog years, that's like 30.
Although the last single he put out was
that
Can't
doesn't
Stop
count.
The Feeling,
no,
which was
doesn't
for the...
Count.
I think
it
was
made
for
a cartoon.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't count. Different, very different genre.
You're right.
Anyway, he is in the studio working on new music that's going to be released around the time of his Super Bowl performance. And they say at this level, nothing that happens is random. His team was looking for the biggest stage in the world in order to sell his new album. And nothing is bigger in the Super Bowl. But that isn't good news for the guys from NSYNC who were hoping for a mini reunion. Guys, it's not going to happen.
I think it's going to.
It's not.
I think that by all these people saying it's not going to, that when it happens, it's going to be way more of an awesome surprise.
But Justin Timberlake will have nothing to do with it.
Really, though?
No.
I have a hard time believing that.
He's said a million times he has no interest. Would you have interest if you were Justin Timberlake?
If I were Justin Timberlake, I would go, is it going to make me money? Yes or no? And everyone goes, yes. And then I would go, okay. Sign me up. Where do I
go? I don't think he needs money these days. I think he's in it for
true.
A different game.
You're right. I didn't think about that. I'm just thinking about me needing money.
Do you want to join NSYNC?
I would
can
love to.
Can you sing
to.
And dance?
I can't do either of those
Aww.
Things. I can talk and I can stare into the camera and that's about it. So I'm useless. So Waffle House, which has way more southern locations than it does up here in Michigan's Great Southwest. I think the last one that was over in like Lawrence closed.
Okay.
A
All
while
right.
back. But Waffle House took a survey of their most played jukebox songs because they still have a jukebox.
Yes.
You know, Megan, that the birth of Top 40 radio started because back in the day, whoever created that basically took all the songs that kept being played on a jukebox in the diner over and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And he realized it was a list of 40 songs.
I did not know that.
And that's where Top 40
didn't
came from.
Didn't know that. Wow.
So
more
that's
you know.
Continuing in the tradition. The top 10 list includes Must Be Nice by Life Jennings. I don't know who that is.
Me either.
Killing Me Softly, the cover by the Fugees, you know.
Nice. That's a good one.
That's a nice one. Closer by the Chainsmokers
with
Halsey.
None of us can escape that song.
Yep. Uptown Funk, of course, with Bruno
of
Mars.
Of course.
Can't Feel My Face from The Weeknd.
Good one.
At number 5, Heathens by 21 Pilots, which is surprising. I wouldn't
that
have chosen
surprising.
That one.
It's Kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's from that movie.
From that one. Thinking Out Loud at number 4 by Ed Sheeran. And another Ed Sheeran
of
at
course.
Number 3, Shape of You.
Double Sheeran.
Yeah. Number 2 on the list of Waffle House most played jukebox songs is Love on the Brain by Rihanna. And
good
number
song.
Number 1 is surprising. Blue Ain't Your Color by Keith Urban.
Wow.
Which is a great country song, but it's
just
not
like,
that old.
No, and it's just like right out of, like, in this list, it's, I think, the only country song.
Yeah, it is the only country song. That's weird.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know what to do with that list because I don't go to Waffle House. So, but next time I go to Waffle House, I'm going to hit all the other buttons just to mess it
just
up.
Just to mess the list up. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you've been hearing about this whole Blake Shelton is now the sexiest man alive, according to someone. Who probably got paid to say so.
The internet has just flying off the handle
up
about
over it.
Yeah.
Well, Adam Levine and he, you know, kind of have like a little playful banter going on about it. But he tells Shortlist magazine that being named Sexiest Man Alive in 2013 helped him land his wife. He says, "Well, I got married, which was great. Being the world's sexiest non-corpse is the least and most important thing." Thank you, People Magazine. Because a lot of them are dead now. So
that's true.
Yeah. It's good to be the sexiest non-dead person.
That's a way of looking at it. Adam's got many more years to potentially still win that title again.
Yes.
If he wanted to. You can be a double winner, right?
I don't.
Maybe
I've never
winner?
Seen such a thing.
Hasn't, really? That hasn't happened?
I don't know.
I'll have to look into that. Because I would have to think that, like, Tom Selleck and all those people have won that, like, 2 or 3 times,
maybe.
Right?
I don't know.
Maybe people who've been around. I'll have to do some research. That'll be weird for anyone walking by near the studio. He's looking at some very risque photos. That is your entertainment wrap for today. I feel awkward. I'm going to go now.
Yeah, you should go.